This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about the second question, if we can bring that up. What good is it to gain the whole world and yet lose your very self? I love the way one author put it. He used a hypothetical illustration that some of you can remember. Going into the old general store to buy a nickel's worth of candy, and you remember the store owner putting a weight on one side of a scale, and then taking that scoop and pouring the candy into the weight container, and so that the scale would balance. And that's behind this issue here. What do you give in exchange for your soul? And it's almost as if Jesus was holding up an imaginary scale and saying, what would you put on one side of the scale to equal the value of your soul? And you know what the answer is in one word? Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing worth losing your soul for. You know, there's nothing in this life worthy of giving up your soul for. And that's the illustration I referenced earlier by Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of the most ruthless men that ever worked in the White House, working for President Nixon. He started his career as a Marine. He worked as an attorney for the President of the United States. He was referred to as the master of dirty tricks and subversive things that they could do in the White House to deceive the media. He considered himself one of the most ruthless people, and yet he looks at this scripture in Luke 9, and here's what he said. I spent the first 40 years of my life seeking the whole world to the neglect of my soul. And he references this verse and said, that's the parable for my life. That's the parable for a lot of men's lives and a lot of women's lives who spent their whole lives seeking the world to the neglect of their soul. But then he says this, but what I couldn't find in my quest for power and success, true security and meaning, I discovered in prison, where all the worldly props had been stripped away. And by God's grace, I lost my life that I might find true life in Christ. By God's grace, I lost my life that I may find true life in Christ. May I ask you a question? What are the props that are holding you up in your life? What are the props in your life that are holding you up? Let me tell you what a prop is. A prop is anything in your life that has the word temporary stamped on it. A prop is anything in your life that has the word temporary stamped on it, which, folks, accounts for just about everything that you and I own, everything that we've achieved, everything we've done. When all the props are stripped away from your life, what's left? You know, when you come to the end of your life, and that'll happen to all of us if the Lord's return doesn't prevent that, all that will matter, in my opinion, ultimately, is the answer to those two questions. It won't matter how much you amassed in terms of a personal portfolio. It won't matter the investments. It won't matter the properties you've owned. What will matter is this. What did you do with Jesus? For this reason, if Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, nothing else matters. Would you listen to that again? If Jesus Christ really and truly is the way, the truth, and the life, nothing else matters than answering that question correctly. John Gardner spoke in Seattle some years ago. He described one of the heroes of his life. He said he was a cheerful old man, and on meeting someone new, this friend of John Gardner's would always ask the same question. What have you done that you really believe in? And what have you done that you're really proud of? I'd like to suggest the ultimate answer to those two questions is focused on Jesus Christ.
Well, my friend, how would you answer those two questions? We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.